I'm just, be honest, I'm just kind of the caretaker this day. You can see all the folks involved, Mid-South Entomology Working Group, representing Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, as well as Texas A&M, Texas with David Kearns. Thrips are one of the first insect pests we deal with in cotton. You know, not very scientific, but they kind of set the tone for the season. Growers have got to deal with thrips a lot. Not only does it mess up the budget, but generally puts them and the consultants in a bad mood for the rest of the year if they have to make a lot of applications. You know, just some illustrations of damage. A lot of variability. It can be just a little bit of silvering. In this case, some leaf crinkling. And if it's bad enough, and I have actually seen it, you have plant death. I took this picture about 20 years ago. That plant's been emerged for 5 weeks. So it's pretty severe. Typically in the U.S., this is the main species that we deal with. There's others that can show up. Most part of the Mid-South and Southeast, tobacco thrips is the dominant species, with western flower thrips in and out depending on the year. We've never really had major issues controlling tobacco thrips until about 5 or 6 years ago, when folks were having trouble behind cruiser, and it's like we look for everything in the world what's going on, because this species has no history of developing resistance, and lo and behold, that's what it was. This is just a picture of some of the adults. Tobacco thrips females are typically very dark colored brown. Flower thrips, there's some variation, can be very difficult to separate the two, but mostly we're dealing with this tobacco thrips. Forever, as far back as I can remember when I got into this, this was a standard. Growers got away from it in the Mid-South because they had other options, a little easier to handle as far as the seed treatments. And then it became not an option when it went away, and it's come back as a limited option in areas. So every year we run a thrips test, kind of standardize across Mid-South, kind of keep eye so we can have a handle on how things are working, what's available to the growers. Acephate, it's been around forever. We continue to look at it because we're relying heavily on it. A lot of our recommendations in Mississippi for 2017 is if you were running imidacloprid by itself, we strongly suggested you either over-treat with acephate or put acephate in furrow. Some of this had to do not only with enhancing thrips control, but with some of the label restrictions with dicamba herbicides on the dicamba-tolerant cotton, not allowing any insecticide applications. Avicta Elite is a relatively new product. And what it is a mixture of the standard Avicta Duo plus Gaucho. And then this one was some we heard about going out. It's just imidacloprid plus abamectin, and the AgLogic is the Alticard product. You saw these pretty much earlier. This is just examples of the damage rating scale. Just to give you a visual because there's some data following this. Basically, one is very little damage. Five, your plants are toast. So these are a little busy. I'll kind of set them up. The letters in the orange bars, the immatures, the ones in the yellow part of the bars are the adults, and the one above is total. I'm mainly going to talk about total. They track with the immatures almost every time. Overall this year, our thrips pressure was lighter. We had some locations that had much higher, but for the most part, we were much lighter than we were in 2016. one leaf stage, everything was significantly better than the untreated, which had a fungicide, which is not surprising. Damage, which is another component, and thinking back in 15, 20 plus years, we probably didn't utilize this to this full potential. But even though we had similar levels of thrips control, we did have differences in the amount of damage, with the acephate-only products having significantly more damage than the others. For two-leaf stage, things got a little bit different. Other than imidacloprid plus abamectin and alicarb, nothing was different than the control. Now, granted, this is still only three insects per plant, which is pretty low. Damage followed the same trend as the previous damage, with a little bouncing around. Aris looked really well. Usually a damage level of three is when that's about time folks are going to be pulling the trigger on a foliar application. For the most part, everything except the low rate of acephate is a good bit below that. As we move out to the three-leaf stage, a little higher pressure. Again, everything is significantly better than the control, with aldecarb and the imidacloprid plus abamectin having significantly fewer thrips than the standard acephate seed treatment rate. The damage is following the same trend. We're getting a little higher in the control. Everything else is kind of holding steady and bouncing around as far as the statistics. Get to four-leaf stage. Some variability in this. Have no differences for anything. But it's following a similar trend as before. The damage, you can see this is, as it progresses, everything is just kind of creeping on up. Anything other than acephate bites, everything else is significantly better as far as damage compared to either rate of acephate. We've left this in here. There was an old label that allowed up to 15 ounces per hundred weight. That is no longer in effect, but we kept it in there just to kind of see how it was going to perform. 2016, we saw significant yield differences where as long as you did something, you made significantly more cotton than when you didn't. 2017, we had a pretty good fall. Most of the Mid-South, our yield responses are variable. Scott Stewart up in Tennessee probably has the most consistent yield responses. He's further north, shorter growing season. You have longer growing seasons further south. You have good weather. You can compensate for this, even though there may be some delays in maturity. I got to playing around with this. We've got 4 or 5 years worth of data on all this. We're relying heavily on Aris, Gaucho by itself, and acephate, either foliar, very little seed treatment by itself, but as an over-treatment for some of the others. This is percent control based on the numbers in the treated plots and the untreated plots. And I just did a regression on it. This is 4 years worth of data across leaf stage. No matter which product you looked at, about 60% control, and I know Chip's looking at this. Insect reductions is not the only thing with this. I was thinking this morning I could have done this with the damage as well, but it's too late this morning. But, you know, as we go out to four-leaf stage, we're down to 45% control. And, you know, this is a significant relationship for each product. And then with the amount of data we had, I said, all right, we've got all these years. What's happening among the years? So I ran all this, and each year is a different colored line. Then I compared the slopes for each year. For acephate, I know this looks a little higher, but statistically those slopes are not different. So consistent performance over time. And you know, down here, these lower ones, this is not surprising, but acephate, typically we said 14 to 18 days was about all you ever going to get out of acephate, even going 25, 30 years ago. All right, for gaucho, 2017, looks a little funny. It's a little flatter, but again, these lines, the slopes of these lines are not different from each other. I know this is a poor substitute for lab bioassays, but it does indicate that things are still performing similar to they were in previous years. And again, with ARIS, except for 2017 where we have this increase in control, and I need to go back and look at this because I think this is just some variability. Typically, we don't see control increase over time like this. But kicking 2017 out, 14, 15, and 16, ARIS is performing, or the slopes of the lines are very similar. That's all I have for data. But like I said, you know, kind of the thrips part of the growing season kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year. Two or three foliar applications put folks in bad moods and can make a mess out of budget, especially when you have a year like this year where we had to spray a lot of worms. So with that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for their support of these projects, and if anybody's got any questions, I'll do my best to answer them.
We do have time for questions.
All right. Thank you all.